Wow.
Choosing which stories go out on air.
How people change their lives. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tests you.
The difficulty with the child.
You know, to make her life so much easier.
Wow.
The more that she's been tested, she grows closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
And the difficulty we're going to have in sifting through those stories and finding the winners.
By teaching her things like hadith and sharing stories of the Sahaba.
All those women who play a part in making this world a place of wonder.
Wow.
The women of wonder stories have touched our hearts. They've inspired and motivated us. While every story is undoubtedly wow, worthy of winning, there can only be one winner. Don't miss the Radio Islam Wow Tribute Finals this Saturday after 9 a.m.
The first prize is a Kenwood Prospero with all accessories, sponsored by Honeybee, plus a weekend at the luxurious Boma St. Lucia, sponsored by Africa Cash and Carry. The four weekly winners receive a Russell Hobbs slow cooker, sponsored by Honeybee. The daily winners receive a 450 rand gift voucher courtesy of Classic Creations, the ultimate in a buyer. And the daily runners-up receive a 250 rand gift voucher sponsored by Mr. Egypt. The Radio Islam Woman of Wonder Wow Tribute.
Which woman of wonder will it be?
We're going to make the announcement, don't we? That's what it comes down to at the end. Look, whatever the announcement may be, there'll always be somebody who will feel, no, it should have been that one, it should have been that one, it could have been this one. You can see, it was all very close. And the judges deliberated long and hard. They make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to guide them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has guided them. They've come to a decision. Well, we've got four stories. The panel have voted. It's now for me to communicate to you what they voted for. It was for me to communicate to you what they have voted for. As I said, there will be people out there who will feel this way and that way. It was very, very close. They had to take numerous factors into consideration. The panel deliberated long and hard. They made dua for Mashwara and dua for Istikhara and all the relevant duas. Coming in in fourth place, we have the story that was the winner for week one. The sister who had a problem with the ankle went on to overcome that, perform Hajj, and establish an embroidery school from home. That comes in at fourth place. Coming in at third place. What do you think, Ma'arafat? A very popular story, but as I said, every story was popular and every story was strong. We had to look at very fine things to be able to make a distinction and a differentiation. Let's look at what's coming in third. Coming in third was the story that won for the week number three. The story that won for the week number three. The lady who lost the custody of her children. That leaves us with two stories. The story that won for week two, Sister Aisha, and the story that won this last week. These are the two stories that remain. What does she get for making it to fourth place? Well, she gets a slow cooker from Honeybee, a 450 rand abaya voucher from Classic Creations, as well as a CD, compliments of Radio Islam. Third place, we had the story of the lady who lost custody of her children. She comes into third place. She gets also a slow cooker from Honeybee, a 450 rand gift voucher from Classic Creations, and a CD. Now it comes down to the last two stories. It comes down to the last two stories. The story of Sister Aisha, which won the story of the week for week two, and the story that we played out yesterday, which won the story of the week for week four. These are the two stories that remain. From the two, which one is the winner? Well, unfortunately, and I know you're going to be mad at me for this, I can't tell you now. This is the decision of the WOW committee. The winner between these two stories will be announced when the Ramadan Car Challenge finals take place. In all likelihood, it will be tonight if the moon is sighted. If not sighted, then tomorrow night. When the Ramadan Car Challenge finals takes place, either tonight or tomorrow night, we will announce the winner for the WOW Tribute Ramadan 1430 between these two stories. Wow, touching story.
In the story, there's happiness, there's loss.
Thereafter, her father leaves the world.
Her carried out her duties with great love.
Wow.
Her yakin in those trying times became solid as a rock.
She grows closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Every single story has its own message, has its own moral.
A lady loses her children. Wow.
The woman of wonder stories have touched our hearts. They've inspired and motivated us. And while every story is undoubtedly wow, worthy of winning, there can only be one winner. Don't miss the Radio Islam Wow Tribute Finals this Saturday after 9 a.m.
The first prize is a Kenwood Prospero with all accessories sponsored by Honeybee, plus a weekend at the luxurious Boma St. Lucia sponsored by Africa Cash & Carry. The four weekly winners receive a Russell Hobbs slow cooker sponsored by Honeybee. The daily winners receive a 450 rand gift voucher courtesy of Classic Creations, the ultimate in a buyer. And the daily runners-up receive a 250 rand gift voucher sponsored by Mr. Egypt. The Radio Islam Woman of Wonder Wow Tribute.
Which woman of wonder will it be?
It was those two stories. Very touching, very emotional. Really, it was a very, very difficult choice. And not only between those two, or not only between the four that you heard this morning, but, you know, even on a daily basis, to choose a daily winner was difficult. To choose a weekly winner, there were some very strong stories that came through. And as I said, we hesitantly use the word winner, because this is not a quiz where you get it right or wrong. These are life experiences. These are real life challenges. The panel thought hard and long, and after many hours, and we had a spread in the panel, they finally decided that the first prize, and let me just tell you what they'll get for the first prize. I mentioned it before and I'll mention it again. First or second prize gets a guest cooker, courtesy of MG Services, plus a slow cooker from Honeybee, a 450 rand a buyer voucher from Creative Creations, and a CD courtesy of Radio Islam. And the first prize gets Kenwood Prospero plus accessories from Honeybee, a weekend at Boma Lodge in St. Lucia, courtesy of Africa Cash & Carry, 500 rand cash voucher for petrol money to St. Lucia, slow cooker, courtesy of Honeybee, 450 rand a buyer voucher, and a CD courtesy of Radio Islam. Between the two stories, that of Sister Aisha and Sister Hajira, the panel finally went with the story of Sister Aisha. She is the winner of the Woman of Wonder Tribute Ramadan 1430 on Radio Islam. In case you're not sure which story it was, listen to it for the final time, and I'm sure it's still going to touch you. Sister Aisha, you haven't touched a life, but you have touched many, many lives.
Assalamu alaikum. Aisha had schooled only till standard 4, but never set a limit to educating herself by reading. Aisha married at 16 and had her first child at 17. Her two eldest daughters were hearing, speech, and visually impaired from birth. She faced many challenges, relocating so that her daughters could benefit from whatever education was available to Indian children with disabilities. Her daughters were never mollycoddled or made to believe they should expect to live a life that was less than their expectations. They were taught to cook, bake, sew, knit, crochet. They were talented and their efforts were highly praised. Parents sometimes make the mistake of discouraging their children who have disabilities to simply let life pass them by. During her third pregnancy, her husband married again. She could have opted for a divorce, but instead chose to make the best of her marriage. She loved and cared for the children from her husband's second marriage without treating them as if they were another woman's children. When her three daughters married all in the space of a year, she was overjoyed, and it wasn't too long until she was a proud granny. She took great delight in her first grandson. When her grandson was 3.5, he passed away in her arms in a horrific car accident. Allah knows best. She was severely injured and almost lost her life. Her husband was afflicted with severe head injuries, while she had two broken arms
a damaged spine, a broken leg, and internal injuries. Allah's will that her sheer determination and strength pulled her through. Her second grandson was born 2 weeks after the accident. Her husband never recovered, but with the help of her family, he required full care until he passed away 7 months after the accident. 18 months later, her son-in-law passed away from a sudden heart attack. Her eldest daughter was now a widow as well and pregnant with her third child. Aisha was now faced with bringing up two little ones. She began her own little home enterprise. This was indeed an achievement for a woman who had never thought of a career further than taking care of her home and family. These children are now teenagers and are deeply affectionate to their mama. Aisha has motivated and inspired many with her positive attitude and absolute faith in Allah's plan. She faced many adversities but grew strong from each of these challenges. She gave love and affection to all and is known for her disposition and sense of humor in all situations. She's always been ever ready to offer her support to her family and friends. Life has not become any easier since her spinal injuries from the car accident has now worsened and her osteoporosis makes it difficult to walk. Her two eldest daughters' deteriorating eyesight makes it a challenge for those around them. Aisha still assists with their household requirements and offering support. Her love and devotion and her way of always taking life head on has made her a source of inspiration to all who know her. Alhamdulillah, life has many woes and many joys. But the way we face life with Allah consciousness will make all the difference, inshallah. I think the most popular choice when prompted to think of a woman of wonder is our mothers. I am the fourth daughter of this amazing woman, and I am happy to confirm as I truly believe that Allah Ta'ala blessed me with a role model who is a true ideal of a woman of wonder.
Minutes past 9. That was Sister Aisha's story. From all those 50 stories that were aired during the month of Ramadan, yes, that was the story that remained standing. Every story was phenomenal. Every story was inspirational. Really, this wow tribute has touched many, many lives. It hasn't touched one life, but it was a campaign to touch many, many lives. Many people were reduced to tears every morning. This morning when we did the finals for the wow tribute, many SMSing saying that we're going to be suffering from withdrawal symptoms. It really profiled the achievements of ladies from within the confines of the home. So, in other words, Sister Aisha, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you for all your patience, for all your tolerance, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you for your perseverance. Remember, tomorrow is Eid, so everything is closed here at Radio Islam. Our staff are all off on Eid's day. But from Monday, those CDs, they were available this morning as well, and the WOW CD, the WOW Tribute CD, in MP3 form, is available from Radio Islam store. You can purchase it, inshallah, to the WOW committee, to the panel of judges, to those who work tirelessly and selflessly behind the scenes, gathering all the stories, reading through them, sifting through them, doing all the cross-referencing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you with the best of rewards in both worlds. We take our hats off to you tonight and we acknowledge you. To all those who volunteered to be on the panel and voted and gave us their opinions, to all those who entered and gave their stories, even if it wasn't on air, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward you. And every entrant before the cut-off date gets a CD courtesy of Radio Islam. But from Monday, you can start phoning in now to make arrangements for you to collect your various prizes. To the sponsors, to the WOW committee once again, and to the listeners, most importantly, for telling us how this WOW tribute has touched your life and made you realize how trivial your own problems were and made you realize how others had to go, and achieve under very difficult circumstances, motivating you to achieve within, easier circumstances. So that's the WOW tribute for Ramadan 1430.
Wow. Find a woman now who's going into a marriage, coming out of a marriage.
I read all of these stories and I cannot believe the strength that we have in Mr. Mimanen.
It's the financial burden.
Wow.
Wonderful woman who helps her. As a WOW team, I don't think we even realize the caliber of stories that we were going to get.
From within the home, establish a business.
Bringing the child into this world, carrying the child.
Wow.
The woman of wonder stories have touched our heart. They've inspired and motivated us. And while every story is undoubtedly wow, worthy of winning, there can only be one winner. Don't miss the Radio Islam WOW Tribute Finals this Saturday after 9 a.m.
The first prize is a Kenwood Prospero with all accessories, sponsored by Honeybee, plus a weekend at the luxurious Boma St. Lucia, sponsored by Africa Cash & Carry. The four weekly winners receive a Russell Hobbs slow cooker, sponsored by Honeybee. The daily winners receive a 450 rand gift voucher, courtesy of Classic Creations, the ultimate in a buyer. And the daily runners-up receive a 250 rand gift voucher, sponsored by Mr. Egypt. The Radio Islam Woman of Wonder WOW Tribute.
Which woman of wonder will it be?